shvaćanja i Džada Barata nije bio pod utjecajem tog pogrešnog shvaćanja. Zbog svoje prirodne poniznosti nikad sebe nije smatrao velikim baktom i pristao je da ispašta posljedice svoje prošle karme. Mislio je kao običan čovjek da noseći nosiljku uništava posljedice svojih prošlih nedjela. Misleći na taj način, počeo je nositi nosiljku kao i prije. Smisao. Napredni bakta gospodina nikada ne misli za sebe da je paramahamsa ili oslobođena osoba. Uvijek ostaje ponizni sluga gospodina. U svim nepovoljnim okolnostima pristaje da ispašta rezultate svog prošlog života. Nikada ne optužuje gospodina da ga je stavio u nesretno stanje. To su obilježja naprednog bakte. Tatenu kampam susamikšja mana. Kada ispašta u nepovoljnim okolnostima, bakta uvijek smatra da je to stanje gospodinova milost. Nikada se ne ljuti na svog gospodara. Uvijek je zadovoljan položajem koji mu ponudi. U svakom slučaju nastavlja vršiti svoju dužnost u predanom služenju. Takvom čovjeku je osiguran povratak kući natrag Bogu. Kao što je rečeno u Šrimad Bhagavatamu, Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hridvagva purbir vidadan namaste jiveta yo mukti padei sadaya bak. Dragi moj gospodine, onaj ko neprestano očekuje tvoju bezgraničnu milost i ko nastavi da ispašta posljedice svojih prošlih nedjela, odajući ti ponizno poštovanje iz dubine srca, sigurno je dostojan oslobođenja, jer je ono postalo njegova opravdana zasluga.
O Maharaj Parikshit, when King Rahugana chastised, Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pastatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nanda Sya Veta Garada Sivasani Govaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Sukadev Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, when King Rahugana chastised the exalted devotee Yarabharat with harsh words, that peaceful saintly person tolerated it all and replied properly. Nescience is due to the bodily conception, and Yarabharat was not affected by this false conception. Out of his natural humility, he never considered himself a great devotee, and he agreed to suffer the results of his past karma. Like an ordinary man, he thought that by carrying the palanquin, he was destroying the reactions of his past misdeeds. Thinking in this way, he began to carry the palanquin as before.
Shukadeva Goswami reče, O Maharaja Parikshite, kada je kralj Rahugana oštrim riječima izgrdio uzvišenog baktu Džada Bharatu, taj mirni sveti čovjek je to podnio i odgovorio mu na pravilan način. Neznanje je posljedica tjelesnog shvaćanja i Džada Barata nije bio pod utjecajem tog pogrešnog shvaćanja. Zbog svoje prirodne poniznosti nikada sebe nije smatrao velikim baktom i pristao je ispaštati posljedice svoje prošle karme. Mislio je kao običan čovjek da noseći nosiljku uništava posljedice svojih prošlih nedjela. Misleći na taj način, počeo je nositi nosiljku kao i prije.
In this verse, the greatness of Yarabharata becomes obvious. He is displaying a very great amount of humility.
U ovom stihu postaje očigledna veličina Džada Barate. On izražava veliku, veliku poniznost.
Yes. Actually, it is once Yudhishthira was asked, what does one have to give up to become lovable?
Jednom su Yudhishthiru pitali što osoba treba ostaviti da bi postala draga ljudima, da bi je ljudi voljeli.
And he answered, pride.
I on je odgovorio, ponos.
So here you see your our Jada Bharat displaying this symptom.
Ovdje vidite kako naš Jada Bharata ispoljava taj simptom.
This, by the way, is also a necessary qualification of someone who wants to present the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to people who are not yet in this spiritual consciousness.
Ovo je također potrebna kvalifikacija osobe koja želi prezentirati svjesnost Krišne ljudima koji nisu u takvoj duhovnoj svjesnosti.
And this really brings me to my subject today. It's the last day of the seminar. I hope I can cover all the material. It is how to give a presentation on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Ovo me dovodi do moje zadnje prezentacije, zadnjeg dijela seminara, kako prezentirati svjesnost Krišne.
Now as I look into the audience, I see many young faces.
Dok gledam u publiku ovdje, vidim puno mladih lica.
And you might ask yourself, well, it's not very proper, not very wahrscheinlich, not very likely that I will soon give lectures on Krishna consciousness.
I nije jako vjerojatno da ću uskoro dati lekcije o svjesnosti Krišne.
But I don't think this reaction is a correct one, because someone who does have something to say, Krishna will arrange that he will say.
Ali mislim da to nije ispravan stav, jer ako neko ima što za reći, Krišna će aranžirati da on to može reći.
Maybe during a funeral where one of your parents die, you will be asked to speak something, and then your natural desire is to speak something about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Možda za vrijeme pogreba, kad jedan od vaših roditelja umre, možda će od vas zatražiti da govorite nešto i prirodno ćete željeti govoriti o svjesnosti Krišne.
Or you might meet friends and they ask you what you are doing these days and you will have to explain it.
Možda ćete se sresti s prijateljima i oni će vas pitati, a što ti radiš ovih dana u ovo vrijeme, i onda ćete željeti objasniti.
Or now comes the Prabhupada marathon and we all encourage everyone, including the friends of Lord Krishna, to go and present the books of Srila Prabhupada to the people.
Ili sada uskoro dolazi Prabhupada maraton, mi ohrabrujemo svakoga, uključujući i prijatelje Krišne, da ide van i prezentira Srila Prabhupadove knjige.
So today we therefore want to present to you how to do it.
Danas stoga vam želimo prezentirati kako to možete učiniti.
First we will talk on how to give a talk on Krishna consciousness.
Prvo ćemo govoriti o tome kako govoriti, kako održati govor u svjesnosti Krišne.
And then we will talk about a few roadblocks in the communication.
A zatim ćemo govoriti o nekoliko velikih prepreka u komunikaciji.
Things which you might always do wrong.
Stvari koje možda uvijek radite pogrešno.
Actually, what I think is I will start there.
U stvari, započet ću odatle.
Yes, because I don't know if you will be able to... I can't see that I will be able to cover all this material in one lecture. So I will... Because I don't know when I see all of you again. We have... young devotees from Rijeka in our audience, and I suppose you will go eventually back to your town. So So let me start there where it's more... I want to actually start with how to become a preacher. This is where we start.
Obzirom da nemamo puno vremena i ne možemo obuhvatiti sve poante, želim započeti sa time kako postati propovjednik.
Yes. Now... So the first thing is, if you want to present something, you have to be convinced about it.
Ako želite nešto prezentirati, morate biti uvjereni u to. To je prva stvar.
You must have thought deeply about your subject and have your own realizations.
Morate prvo duboko razmisliti o temi i imati vaše vlastite spoznaje.
And half-baked ideas won't do, so you... The things must have come to a full maturation in your heart.
I na pola pečene stvari neće pomoći, već one moraju sazreti u vašem srcu.
Now, one very good way to come to the stage of internal philosophical understanding will be given now.
Sada ćemo objasniti način kako doći do nivoa unutarnjeg filozofskog razumijevanja.
I personally always didn't hated schools and universities because I felt that I would just have some external informations and you know collect them in the remembrance.
Osobno sam uvijek mrzio škole i sveučilišta jer sam mislio da ću uvijek dobiti nekakve vanjske informacije koje moram sakupljati u svojoj memoriji.
It was nothing which moved me very much. And as a result, I couldn't feel enthusiastic about these subjects. It didn't have really something to do with the existential urge to find truth.
Nije bilo ničega što bi me pokrenulo i nikad nisam bio entuzijastičan za te teme, jer nije bilo egzistencijalnih pitanja za nekoga ko traži istinu.
However, in Krishna consciousness, the subjects have so much to do with one's own growth, personal growth, that one can become deep and realized about it, and one should do it.
U svjesnosti Krishne toliko ima puno stvari koje se tiču nas samih, tako da osoba može duboko roniti u to i može spoznati to i to treba učiniti.
Therefore, Prabhupada encouraged us to write.
Stoga nas je Srila Prabhupada ohrabrio da pišemo.
Because when you write, you have to really see what are your realizations.
Jer kad pišete, morate doista vidjeti što su vaše realizacije.
Now, most of you are not writing articles, but you can start writing letters.
Većina vas ne piše članke, ali možete početi pisati pisma.
Letters to friends.
Recimo prijateljima.
Letters to the spiritual master.
Pisma duhovnom učitelju.
And in this way, you will sharpen your realizations.
Na taj način ćete... izoštiti svoje realizacije.
Prabhupada said, whenever you find time, you write.
Prabhupada je rekao, kad god nađete vremena, pišite.
Never mind two lines, four lines.
Nije važno dva reda, tri, četiri reda.
But write your realization.
Ali zapišite svoju spoznaju.
Shravanam kirtanam, writing or offering prayers.
Shravanam kirtanam, pisanje ili upućivanje molitvi.
I think someone is hungry out there.
Mislim da je neko vani gladan.
This is one of the function of the Vaishnava.
To je jedna od funkcija Vaishnave.
You are hearing,
vi slušate,
but you have to write also.
Ali morate također i pisati.
Can't you bring her some milk? Yeah, good. We have to take care of all the living entities, then Krishna will be pleased.
Moramo se pobrinuti za sva živa bića, onda će Krishna biti zadovoljan. Trebamo dati mlijeko.
Yes. They are all his parts.
To su sve njegovi djelići.
So, this is cultivation of Krishna consciousness.
To je kultiviranje svjesnosti Krishna.
Hear, write, remember, try to understand.
Slušaj, piši, sjećaj se, pokušaj shvatiti.
Don't be dull, dull-headed.
Nemoj biti tup, tupoglav.
Tup. Ne tup, huh? Very intelligent.
Vrlo inteligentan, trebaš biti.
Without being very intelligent, nobody can have full Krishna consciousness.
Bez da je vrlo inteligentan, niko ne može imati punu svjesnost Krishna.
So that intelligence will come if you try to understand Krishna.
Ta inteligencija će doći ako pokušaš shvatiti Krishnu.
We have got so many books.
Imamo toliko puno knjiga.
Always try to understand Krishna, then you are liberated.
Uvijek pokušavaj shvatiti Krishnu, onda si oslobođen.
Also, when you start writing even a letter, this will sharpen your intelligence.
Također, ako počneš pisati čak i pismo, to će izoštriti tvoju inteligenciju.
And you will be able to make your points very clear.
I moći ćeš vrlo jasno iznijeti svoje poante.
A devotee has to be a little thoughtful.
Bhakta mora biti malo misaon.
Most of us are not used to this.
Većina nas nismo navikli na to.
Our intelligence is not sharpened.
Naša inteligencija nije izoštrena.
So especially I think those who come out of school or university, they should, when they get into Krishna consciousness, continue with studying the books and, you know, just sharpen their intelligence.
Posebno oni koji dolaze iz škole ili sa sveučilišta, kada dođu u svjesnost Krishna, trebaju nastaviti proučavati knjige i izoštravati svoju inteligenciju.
Now another point is when you are preaching to someone, you have to have a zeal.
Druga poanta je da kad nekom propovijedate, morate imati cilj.
And that is that you have to create some taste, ukost. Ukost for Krishna in the audience.
A to je da morate kreirati nekakav ukus u publici za Krishnu.
Prabhupada says that so many people are so materialistic, that is not only their fault.
Prabhupada kaže, mnogi ljudi su materialistički, ali to nije samo njihova greška.
It is a fault of the so-called preachers also.
To je greška i također takozvanih propovjednika.
Because they could not create taste.
Jer nisu mogli stvoriti ukus u njima.
You have to create taste just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did.
Morate kreirati ukus u ljudima upravo kao što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu učinio.
A person will not become, in other words, interested in Krishna consciousness if you by arguments defeat him.
Osoba se neće zainteresirati za svjesnost Krishne samo ako je argumentima porazite.
There's an English proverb: a person convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Postoji na engleskom izreka koja se na engleskom rimuje: osoba koja je uvjerena protiv svoje volje još uvijek ima isto mišljenje.
Person convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. This is even a rhyme.
Yeah.
Very good rhyme.
Rimuje se vrlo lijepo.
You must know that everyone looks for ecstasy.
Morate znati da svi traže ekstazu.
One friend of Lord, of one young devotee, told us that when he went to the Gauranga Bhajan group concert, he was, you know, he had taken some undesirable substance, and but then when he saw the devotees on stage, he knew they have a better drug.
jedan prijatelj Krišne koji je dolazio na Goranga Bhajan koncert, prije no što je došao na koncert, uzeo je nekakve nepoželjne substance, ali kad je vidio bhakte, rekao je, oni imaju bolju drogu.
They have real joy.
Oni imaju pravu radost, pravo uživanje.
The ecstasy the conditioned souls are looking for is felt by the srce, not by the brain.
Ekstaza koju uvjetovane duše traže, osjeća se u srcu, a ne u mozgu.
Of course, knowledge is important if you want to convince someone.
Naravno, znanje je važno ako nekog želite uvjeriti.
But no one looks for knowledge in this world. Ali they want ecstasy.
Ali u ovom svijetu niko ne traži znanje, žele ekstazu.
Oh, pleasure, joy.
Ili zadovoljstvo, radost.
And it has nothing to do with knowledge, you know.
To nema nikakve veze sa znanjem.
What has it to do with knowledge if you go and bathe in the Adriatic Sea?
Kakve ima veze sa znanjem kupanje u Jadranskom moru?
Pleasure is not dependent on brainy activities.
Zadovoljstvo ne ovisi o mozganju.
Or a professor might even find the greatest joy if he goes in the Adriatic Sea and splashes his friend with water.
Neki profesor može nalaziti najveće zadovoljstvo u tome da uđe u Jadransko more i s vodom poprska svog prijatelja.
But it doesn't have to do with brainy activities.
To nema veze sa aktivnostima mozga.
So, Hare Krishna, dobro jutro. When someone begins to experience a higher taste, his doubts will go.
Kad neko počne kušati viši ukus, njegove sumnje će otići.
This taste will also destroy the desire for sense gratification activities.
Taj ukus će također uništiti želju za aktivnostima čulnog uživanja.
So a Krishna conscious preacher, more than even convincing by arguments, must give a convincing taste in Krishna consciousness.
Više nego što će dati uvjerljive argumente, mora dati uvjerljivi ukus u svjesnosti Krišne, propovjednik u svjesnosti Krišne.
This is very, very important.
To je veoma, veoma važno.
Do you understand this point?
Shvaćate li ovu poantu?
Yes?
Da?
Sometimes young devotees who preach, they think, I have to have the better argument than the other.
Kad mladi bhakte kad propovijedaju, oni misle, moram imati bolji argument od
druge
osobe.
Almost like a box fighting match, you know, on the subtilni nivou.
Gotovo da ima box match na subtilnom nivou.
Yes, no, that doesn't work.
Ali to ne funkcionira.
I became convinced when I ate halava.
Ja sam postao uvjeren kad sam jeo halavu.
Sorry, I'm a little primitive, but this is my nature. So, now I want to give you a few technical advices.
Sad vam želim dati nekoliko tehničkih savjeta.
These advices help.
Ti savjeti pomažu.
But they are not absolutes.
Ali nisu apsoluti.
First, when you speak to someone and he brings up some points.
Kada se obratite nekome i on iznese neke poante,
don't immediately say if they don't correspond with the philosophy, this is glupost.
Ako to nije u skladu s našom filozofijom, nemojte odmah reći to je glupost.
You will hurt them very much.
Povrijedit ćete osobu jako.
Just take what is true in these points and develop it further and bring it to a Krishna conscious understanding.
Uzmite ono što je istinito u tim izjavama poantama i postepeno ih povežite sa razumijevanjem svjesnim Krišne.
Second technical tip.
Drugi tehnički savjet.
Don't interrupt when someone talks to you.
Ne prekidajte nekoga kad razgovara s vama.
Let him finish their ideas.
Pustite ih da završe svoje ideje.
There's a very important point of communication with devotees always do wrong.
To je vrlo važna poanta u komunikaciji, bhakte uvijek tu greše.
You have to understand what he really means.
Morate shvatiti što on doista želi reći.
Even, you know, make sure by asking him a question, did you want to express this point, you know?
Ili uvjerite se tako što ga pitate, da li ste baš ovo htjeli reći?
He has a feeling then that he is taken serious.
onda ima osjećaj da ste ga ozbiljno shvatili, da ga ozbiljno shvaćate.
One mistake of modern civilization is no one respects the other.
Jedna greška suvremene civilizacije je da niko nikog ne poštuje.
And often if people talked with each other, they talk to each other.
I često ako ljudi razgovaraju jedni s drugima, oni
they don't talk with each other, but to.
Ne razgovaraju jedni s drugima, nego jedan govori drugome.
You know, it's like almost a tennis match, you know.
Gotovo kao teniski meč.
Yes. This is very often the case. They just wait and hopefully he's soon finished and I will say my stuff.
Osoba,
I can interrupt him.
Osoba čeka, nadam se da će uskoro završiti i onda ću ja reći svoje.
Yes. Now comes a very important other point. Be patient.
Sada dolazi vrlo važna poanta. Budite strpljivi.
We should, Prabhupada writes, we should remain always absorbed in remembering Lord Chaitanya.
Srila Prabhupada piše, trebamo uvijek biti zaokupljeni sjećanjem na gospodina Čajtanju.
How he convinced so many intelligent men, even sitting for 3 days and nights, to hear them speak without himself speaking anything.
Kako je uvjerio mnogo inteligentnih ljudi, sa jednim je sjedio 3 dana i noći bez jedne riječi, samo ga je slušao.
And we should remember how Krishna was so much patient to explain everything to Arjuna, even Arjuna was speaking like a fool.
I trebamo se uvijek sjećati kako je Krishna vrlo strpljivo objašnjavao Arjuni, iako je on govorio poput budale.
In this way you have to be tolerant of others and appreciate their points of view.
Na taj način morate biti tolerantni prema drugima i cijeniti njihovo stajalište.
And only then you will be able to convince them.
Samo tako ćete moći ih uvjeriti.
See, you have to understand, everyone came to his realizations after some search.
Morate shvatiti da je svako došao do svojih spoznaja nakon nekakvog traganja.
Once Prabhupada heard different philosophers, Nietzsche, Marx, Engels, Freud, Hegel, Kant, and so on.
Jednom je Srila Prabhupada čuo o svim tim filozofima.
And now we would, I expected that he would say, oh, these philosophers really have a dull brain from all this meat eating.
Ja sam očekivao da će on reći svi ti filozofi imaju tupi mozak od svih tog mesa koje jedu.
But Prabhupada said, their God consciousness is their sincerity to find truth.
Ali Prabhupada je rekao, njihova svjesnost Boga je njihova iskrenost da pronađu istinu.
In other words, he said, yes, there is a little God consciousness even in Kant or Hegel or, I mean, the Marx, maybe not.
Drugim rečima, ima nešto svjesnosti Boga u Kantu, Hegelu, možda ne baš u Marxu.
I don't know.
Ne znam.
Next point.
Sljedeća poanta.
Always be sure that you do not misunderstand the other person.
Uvijek budite sigurni u to da ne shvatite pogrešno osobu.
And when you talk, be sure that you are not misunderstood.
I kad vi govorite, uredite da vas ne shvate pogrešno.
Therefore, sometimes you may not speak about certain things like the Rasa Lila in the presence of ordinary men.
Kad nećete govoriti o određenim stvarima kao što je Rasa Lila u prisustvu običnih ljudi.
Because they would think, oh yes, Krishna is a young boy who kisses and embraces young girls.
Jer oni će misliti, da, Krishna je dječak koji se ljubi s djevojkama i grli ih.
We must also be very intelligent to know that there are certain points in our philosophy which will be very difficult to be understood by an ordinary man.
Moramo biti vrlo inteligentni i znati da neke poante iz naše filozofije obični ljudi će vrlo teško shvatiti.
For instance, creation.
Na primjer, kreaciju.
Or the Vedic universe.
Ili vedski kozmos.
So don't bring these points because they will misunderstand.
Nemojte iznositi te poante jer će ih pogrešno shvatiti.
At the same time, don't water down the philosophy. That's the next point. No watering down.
Naredna poanta je nemojte razvodnjavati filozofiju.
We are presenting God. Here is God. Krishna stu Bhagavan svayam.
Mi predstavljamo Boga. Evo Boga. Krishna stu Bhagavan svayam.
Try to present the real fact.
Pokušajte prezentirati pravu činjenicu.
It will be effective.
Biće djelotvorno.
If there is real reality,
ako postoji prava stvarnost,
it will be effective.
Biće djelotvorno.
This is a very important point which we have to learn.
To je vrlo važna poanta koju moramo naučiti.
When I was a young devotee, I was preaching a lot.
Kad sam bio mladi bhakta, puno sam propovjedao.
More than even now.
Više čak nego sada.
I was so enthusiastic. I was sometimes go on the streets in Hamburg. Hamburg. Terrible town. Libya had to run away after 3 months.
Bio sam toliko entuzijastičan, izašao bih na ulice Hamburga sa kojih je Lidija morala pobeći nakon 3 mjeseca.
And I was standing on the street and I was just talking about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and you know, sometimes up to 100 people stood around me arguing very heavy with me.
Stajao sam na ulici i govorio o filozofiji svjesnosti Krišne, i kad bi se i po 100 ljudi skupilo oko mene i raspravljalo sa mnom o poantama filozofskim.
And you know, my god brothers had to come and you know, just take me out of the crowd. It's all right.
Moja braća po Bogu morala su doći i zapušiti mi usta i odvući me od te gomile.
Because I didn't know much, you know.
Jer nisam baš puno znao.
And I was very aggressive.
I bio sam vrlo agresivan.
You chicken eaters.
Vi koji jedete kokoši.
How can you expect that you have anything more than a chicken brain?
Kako možete očekivati da ćete imati bilo što više od kokošijeg mozga?
It was so bad, you know, in London when I preached, you know, the bobbies came and took me from the road because I just was so enthusiastic.
Kad sam u Londonu propovjedao,
there was traffic blockades.
Kad sam u Londonu propovjedao, bile su blokade prometa i bobi su došli da me odvuku od gomile jer sam bio toliko entuzijastičan.
Može.
Rekli su dobro, samo se ne stavljamo.
Yes. So. Then I noticed whenever I was preaching, people were getting agitated instead of convinced.
Onda sam primijetio da kad god bih propovijedao, ljudi su umjesto da postanu uvjereni, postali uznemireni.
That something is wrong here.
Onda sam shvatio, nešto nije u redu ovdje.
I have to change.
Moram promijeniti.
Then what I did is I just wrote down verses of the Bhagavad Gita and began to sometimes quote these verses.
Onda sam zapisao neke stihove Bhagavad Gita i kad bih citirao.
And the reaction was wonderful.
I reakcija je bila divna.
They heard this, the pure thing.
Čuli su tu čistu stvar, čiste stihove.
And they were affected in their heart.
I to je djelovalo na njihovo srce.
And I began to understand one of the secrets of presenting Krishna consciousness.
I počeo sam shvaćati jednu od tajni prezentiranja svjesnosti Krishna.
If you present Krishna's own words, no one will, they will all feel the voice of the master.
Ako prezentirate Krišnine osobne riječi, svi će osjetiti glas gospodara.
You should not think that by watering it down to make it very understandable to the Croatian umski you know, there, then you will be able to convince someone.
Ne trebate misliti da ako prilagodite da bude razumljivo hrvatskom umu, da će filozofija, onda će moći shvatiti.
Just speak the philosophy as it is, as you have heard from the Gita, and you will see it will just work beyond your own imagination.
Samo govorite filozofiju onako kako je objašnjena u Giti i vidjet ćete kako djeluje iznad vaše imaginacije, iznad vaših očekivanja.
Now, the next point. Don't talk to people
who do not want to change anything.
Nemojte razgovarati s ljudima koji ne žele ništa promijeniti.
Go to those who are inquisitive to hear.
Obraćite se onima koji su znatiželjni da slušaju.
Better deal with the innocent and don't waste time with rascals, says Prabhupada.
Bolje posvetite vrijeme nevinima i nemojte tratiti vrijeme sa nitkovima.
Just like in hospital.
Baš kao u bolnici.
Emergency.
Hitna nužda.
The doctor, when they see that this patient is hopeless, he does not take care anymore.
Kada liječnik vidi da je neki pacijent beskoristan, da beznadan slučaj, onda više ne brine o njemu.
But when there is hope, they give medicine and try to help.
Ali kad ima nade, daju mu lijek i pokušavaju pomoći.
Sometimes devotees are a little proud and they want to just show that they are stronger in arguments, and they argue and argue with a person who is really just doesn't want to accept anything.
Kad su bakte ponosni i nastave se raspravljati i argumentirati sa osobom koja ne želi ništa prihvatiti.
Once Vedayananda Goswami was asked, how do you preach to Christians?
Jednom su pitali Hridayanandu Goswamija, kako propovjedaš kršćanima?
And he said, very simple.
I on je rekao, vrlo jednostavno.
Don't preach to them.
Ne propovjedaj im.
You know, sometimes Jesus is the only way, and you are not Croatian. You have to, when you go run after this Indian god, isn't it? They talk like this, huh? So on. Then if you begin to just talk and talk and talk philosophy, they just get more agitated.
Oni kažu Isus je jedini put i ako jurite za tim indijskim bogom, to nije dobro, i onda ako vi samo govorite, oni postanu uznemireni, jako uznemireni.
Better you talk something diplomatic.
Bolje govorite s njima nešto diplomatski.
You say, oh my dear Christian brother.
Možete reći, o dragi moj brate kršćanine.
There are so many similarities between Krishna consciousness and your kršćanstva.
Ima toliko puno sličnosti između svjesnosti Krišne i vašeg kršćanstva.
We believe in one God, you believe in one God.
Mi vjerujemo u jednog Boga i vi vjerujete u jednog Boga.
We believe that one has to overcome one's bad qualities to go to him. You believe the same.
Mi vjerujemo da osoba treba prevladati svoje loše kvalitete i vi vjerujete u istu stvar.
And you will be surprised in the testaments it says also, praise thy Lord.
Bit ćete iznenađeni u zavjetima je rečeno hvali Boga, slavi Boga.
And he is, as is described, he is known with many names.
Opisano je da je on poznat pod mnogim imenima.
Therefore don't feel shy to sometimes chant Hare Krishna with us.
Stoga nemoj se stidjeti da kad s nama pjevaš Hare Krishna.
Krishna is the name of God.
Krishna ime Boga.
My dragi Christian brother.
Dragi moj kršćanski brate.
Mir
s tobom.
Mir means peace, right?
Yes.
Good. So. Then, one very important point, don't criticize other religions.
I jedna vrlo važna poanta, nemoj kritizirati druge religije.
This is an offense.
To je uvreda.
The devotee understands the Vedas are also in other religions.
Yes, Vedas?
Yes, are in other religions.
Bhakta shvaća da vede se nalaze također u drugim religijama.
Whatever is true in these religions, that's Vedic knowledge.
Što god je istinito u tim religijama, to je vedsko znanje.
You may laugh, but this is a trick now, a preaching trick.
Možete se smijati, ali ovo je propovjedački trik.
In academic circles, this would be called syncretism.
U akademskim krugovima ovo se naziva sinkretizam.
That is, you make everything
part of your own thing by acknowledging that in other views there is the truth, but it is always your truth.
Vi sve ostalo učinite svojim dijelom svoje stvari, jer tako što potvrđujete da postoji u drugim stvarima istina, ali to je vaša istina isto.
Yes. No, but we sincerely believe there's only one truth.
Mi iskreno vjerujemo postoji samo jedna istina.
And Krishna is the source of everything.
I Krishna je izvor svega.
Including Krishna is also the source of bad things even.
Krishna je također izvor čak i loših stvari.
They are the backside of the universal form.
Postoje leđa kozmičkog oblika.
He is not directly at source, but indirectly.
On nije direktno, već indirektno s tim povezan.
Yeah. So why should this is what I wanted to express yesterday. Devotee's knowledge, view, world view is all encompassing.
To je ono što sam jučer htio objasniti. Bhaktin pogled na svijet je sveobuhvatan.
So when you preach hate Maya and never the person.
Kad propovijedate mrzite Maju, a ne nikad osobu.
Yes. Prabhupada says we don't hate anyone.
Prabhupada je rekao mi ne mrzimo nikoga.
Otherwise there will be no preaching.
Inače ne bi bilo propovijedanja.
Lord Jesus Christ said that you hate disease, not the man who is suffering from disease.
Gospodin Isus Krist je rekao vi mrzite bolest, a ne osobu koja je bolesna.
So we shall hate this influence of Maya.
Mi trebamo mrziti taj utjecaj Maje.
But not the man who is now under the influence.
Ali ne čovjeka koji je pod njenim utjecajem.
The doctor knows that this man is infected with some serious disease, but if he hates the patient, then he cannot make treatment.
Doktor zna da je pacijent bolestan od nekakve ozbiljne bolesti, ako mrzi pacijenta, ne može ga liječiti.
We should know how Maya is acting.
Trebamo znati kako Maja djeluje.
And then go against it.
I onda djelovati protiv nje.
Now, another point Prabhupada made is that it's very important to bring people to chant the holy name.
Druga poanta koju Šrila Prabhupada ističe je da treba ljude podstaći da pjevaju sveto ime.
By bringing people to chant the holy name, they can make a realization of Krishna consciousness much better than by just hearing and arguing.
Kada ljude inspiriramo da pjevaju sveto ime, oni mogu puno bolje realizirati svjesnost Krišne nego kroz naše argumente ili kroz raspravljanje.
Krishna consciousness actually means practical living.
Svjesnost Krišne u stvari znači praktičan život.
This is, I liked this very much yesterday when all the friends took the light and offered it to Krishna.
Jučer mi se jako svidjelo kad su svi prijatelji Krišne uzeli lampice i ponudili ih Krišni.
Krishna will never forget this.
Krišna to nikad neće zaboraviti.
Finally, after many birth and death, someone has taken a lamp and offered it to Krishna.
Konačno, nakon puno rođenja i smrti, neko je uzeo vatru i ponudio je Krišni.
In this connection there is a very interesting point made by Jiva Goswami about the potency which lies in spiritual activities even though you do not understand these activities.
U vezi s tim postoji jako važna poanta koju ističe Šrila Jiva Goswami u vezi sa moći duhovnih aktivnosti čak i ako ih ne razumijete.
I was talking somewhere in some temple about it, but I want to say it also here. It's about a rat which comes on the altar.
To sam govorio u nekom hramu i to je priča o štakoru koji dolazi na altar.
Gopal, this is now for you. You have to understand. This you will be able to understand.
Gopal, ovo je sad priča za tebe i ti ćeš to moći shvatiti.
So a rat came on the altar.
Štakur je došao na oltar
and came to where the lamp was.
I došao do mjesta gdje je bila lampa.
And thought, well, the lamp is extinguishing.
I pomislio je, ova lampa se gasi.
Maybe there's some food inside, you know, the givek.
Možda ima nešto hrane u tom fitilju.
So he came very close with his whiskers.
Približio se svojim brkovima.
To the flame.
Do tog plamena.
And the whiskers caught fire.
I njegovi brkovi su se zapalili.
So the red was had strach.
Štakor je osjetio strah.
And wildly he began to draw circles with the head.
I onda je
to get the fire out.
Besomučno je počeo praviti krugove glavom da bi ugasio tu vatru.
And in this way performed an aratik.
I na taj način je obavio aratik.
And some of the rat was so shocked it died on the altar.
I na neki način Štakur je bio jako šokiran i umro je na oltaru.
But people could see how the four-armed form of the rat, the spiritual body, came out of the body and went home back to Godhead.
Ljudi su mogli vidjeti kako je četvrki oblik izišao iz tog tijela tog Štakura i otišao natrag Bogu.
So this shows you that Krishna consciousness is not simply a placebo.
To vam pokazuje da svjesnost Krišne nije jednostavno
placebo medicine.
Jednostavno lažni lijek koji djeluje na bazi sugestije.
Yeah. Isn't there a word? Placebo effect. Placebo.
I explain.
Oh yeah, very good. This means if you believe it cures, then it cures you sometimes.
To znači ako vjerujete da vas izliječi, to vas će vas kad izliječiti.
But Krishna consciousness means even works even if you don't believe it.
Ali svjesnost Krišne funkcionira čak i ako ne vjerujete.
Like yesterday there was one man, like he's not a general of the Croatian army, but he is just the two steps under the general, or three steps, some very high ranking officer.
Jučer je bio jedan čovjek na programu koji nije general hrvatske vojske, ali je tri stupnja ispod.
It's very high.
Ima vrlo visok položaj.
If he says shoot, then all the people shoot.
Kad on kaže pucaj, onda svi ljudi pucaju.
Yeah. And he went Namo Radhikaya Etvadiya.
On je to tako uradio.
Pujajaj. Namo Nandalila. Very good. Very good.
Luka.
So Krishna consciousness can be obtained by practical action.
Svjesnost Krishna se može steći praktičnom aktivnošću.
Now another point is when you preach about Krishna consciousness to your friends or somewhere.
Još jedna poanta je kad propovijate svjesnost Krishna vašim prijateljima ili negdje.
You should know one art.
Trebate znati jednu umjetnost.
Know when to stop.
No? A znati kada prestati.
Yudhishthira was once asked, what is the most rare thing in this world?
Jednu su Yudhishthira pitali što je najrijeđa stvar na svijetu.
And he said, to know when to stop.
I on je znao znati kada stati.
So I will stop now.
Ja ću sad stati.
10 minutes to 9.
10:09.
But thank you very, very much. We have some more very interesting points which I feel very strong about.
Imamo još nekoliko jako interesantnih poanti za koje ja smatram jako važnim.
We covered only like 1/5. No, 1/6 how to give a presentation on Krishna consciousness.
Obuhvatili smo samo 1/6 teme o tome kako iznijeti prezentaciju svjesnosti Krišna.
We have not even started how to give a lecture.
Nismo čak ni započeli objašnjavati kako dati lekciju.
But
Anyways, if you are interested, when will we be able to give the next thing? On Tuesday evening, I think.
Naredna lekcija će biti utorak naveče.
Or you can hear from the tapes, you can also hear.
Ili možete slušati sa kazeta također.
I prepared this course on the request of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education.
Pripremio sam ovaj seminar, ovaj kurs na zahtjev Vrindavan instituta za više obrazovanje.
And gave it once in Radadesh.
Jedno sam dao taj seminar u Radadešu u Belgiji.
Belgiji, yes. So thank you very much. Do you have any questions regarding these subject matters?
Puno vam hvala, da li imate ikakvih pitanja u vezi s ovim temama?
I have to laugh because it's just so, I mean, it's in a way just so human what we discuss.
Moram se smijati jer na izvjestan način to je tako ljudski ovo što diskutiramo.
It has to do with good communication, spiritual communication.
Ima veze sa dobrom komunikacijom, sa duhovnom komunikacijom.
Mm-hmm. So, go pa.
Kad brahmačari propovijeda osobi suprotnog spola i kad treba slušati tu osobu, kako se treba ponašati, jer gledati non stop u lice nije baš zgodno.
Yes, sometimes preachers, also matajis, who preach to the someone, to men, they will find themselves in the situation that all of a sudden the mataji goes like, "My sister, do you want to marry me?"
kad propovijedate osobi suprotnog spola ili kada matrice propovijede muškarcima, onda će osoba vas pogledati, pogledat će vas i s pogledom koji znači, moje srce, želiš li se oženiti sa mnom?
Oh, the man just keeps on phoning the temple. Oh, I'm so interested in Krishna consciousness. Can I please speak to Bhaktin Maria?
Ili čovjek stalno naziva hram i kaže, jako sam zainteresiran za vesnost Krišne, molim vas, mogli razgovarati sa Bhaktin Marijom?
There's a devotee, Maria, I think she is just under the shower. Can I help you?
I onda Bhakta kaže, ja mislim da se ona upravo tušira, mogli vam pomoći?
No. I only want to hear from Bhakti Maria.
Ne, želim samo čuti od Bhakti Marije.
Ave Maria. Krishna. Well, you have to take care when you speak, and it is such a situation that you keep it strictly on the spiritual platform.
Moraš paziti da čitavu situaciju držiš striktno na duhovnom nivou.
And the other one will understand when you keep it on that level.
Druga osoba će to osjetiti, shvatit će to.
And will get nivou purified by such a conversation of motivations.
I osoba će se kroz takav razgovor pročistiti od svojih motivacija.
You have to avoid sometimes with some people that it gets emotional.
Morate izbjeći biti emocionalni sa nekim ljudima.
Because once the door to emotion is open, you don't know what comes out.
Jer kad se jednom vrata emocija otvore, ne znate što će, kako će ishod biti.
No, you have to look in the face. I mean, you have to be practical. We can't just...
On govori o tome da li gledati u oči ili ne, i kaže da vrlo čudno izgleda ako stalno gledaš negdje u pod.
Imagine you on Sankirtan, you give a book and you...
Zamislite da u Sankirtanu ovako nudite knjigu. Dostojana Svami kaže da moraš gledati u oči, moramo biti praktični.
Like Nitai, you know, when he sees me, he always goes.
Kao Nitai, kad me vidi, uvijek savije glavu.
He's so ashamed.
Tako je, posramljen.
You have to look in the face.
Moramo gledati u lice ljude.
You should not be attracted. That's the main point.
Ne trebaš biti privučen, to je glavna poanta.
When the doctor gets attracted to the patient who lies in the bed.
Kada doktor postane privučen s pacijentom koji leži u krevetu.
Oh, it must be very comfortable to lie in this bed. You know?
I misli, mora da je jako udobno ležati u ovom krevetu.
Then he can't really heal.
Onda ne može liječiti. Još neko pitanje? When we preach to somebody and he heard that Krishna is the source of good and evil, how to explain this to him?
Krishna is the source of all sources.
Krishna je izvor svih izvora.
He doesn't have a competitor like in Christianity. Satan is a competitor of God.
On nema takmaca. Kao što u kršćanstvu je Satana takmac Boga.
No, Krishna is the absolute Lord.
Krishna je apsolutni gospodar, gospodin.
There's no nothing in existence which is separated from his energies.
Ništa ne postoji što je odvojeno od njegovih energija.
Yeah. Now, how to explain evil?
Kako objasniti zlo?
Evil is there because we, the conditioned souls, have desires to enjoy separately from Krishna.
Zlo je tu zato što mi uvjetovane duše imamo želje za uživanjem odvojeno od Krishne.
And these desires become sabotaged by lust and greed and envy and so on.
I te želje I did not understand.
Become sabotaged.
I heard, but I don't cannot.
By lust, greed, anger. Aha, these desires become influenced, you could also say, by lust, greed, and so on. They turn into these.
A te želje se pretvaraju u požudu, pohlepu, ludilo i tako dalje.
Yes. Then we begin to wish evil.
Onda mi počnemo željeti zlo.
Now Krishna fulfills our desires.
Krishna ispunjava naše želje.
So that we can learn.
Tako da možemo naučiti.
A very foolish person always has to go through an experience to learn.
Vrlo budalasta osoba uvijek mora proći kroz neko iskustvo da bi naučila.
Another person you might just tell him, well, don't grab in the fire, it is hot.
Možete, jedno, drugim riječima možete osobi reći, nemoj stavljati ruku u vatru jer vruće je.
But a foolish person might, maybe not for me.
Ali budalasta osoba će misliti, možda nije za mene vruća.
I remember as a child, once in autumn, some parts of the street were under water.
Sjećam se kad sam bio dijete, neki dijelovi ulice u jesen su bili pod vodom.
I grew up on an island in the ocean, so there was lots of water.
Ja sam odrastao na jednom otoku u oceanu i kad je bilo jako puno vode.
And this was like water from here up to the fence.
I bilo je recimo kao voda od ovog zida do ograde oltara.
And I was too lazy to walk around it.
I, bio sam previše lenj da zaobiđem tu vodu.
Was very small like Gopal.
Bio sam mali kao Gopal.
And I thought, if I run fast enough, the water won't have any chance to, you know, just get to me. I will just don't be so brzo. There will be no chance for the water.
Mislio sam ako dovoljno brzo protrčim preko te vode da me voda neće ni dotaknuti.
And I remember that I had all my school books, you know, in the thing. And I just ran, and you know, then I in the midst of the water, boom, fell on my nose and all the school books were full with water and so on.
Sa svim svojim udžbenicima u svojoj torbi školskoj na leđima, ja sam se zatrčao u tu vodu i onda sam usred vode pao i iskvasio sve, nakvasio sve knjige.
And then I thought, now I'm in the water, now I just have no desire to go to school, and I sat in the water and played.
I onda sam, kad sam se našao u vodi, pomislio sam, sad sam u vodi i sad ni ne želim ići u školu i malo sam plivao.
Not plivo, played. Not
swimming. Igrao se. It was only u vodi.
Aha. Yeah. So I needed the experience, it seemed.
Izgleda mi trebalo iskustvo.
This is when one is a little, you know, childish or foolish, then it happens.
Kad je neko djetinjast, tako se te stvari dešavaju.
So some have to, Krishna gives us the experience. He allows us to make the experience.
Krishna nam daje iskustvo, on nam dozvoljava da steknemo iskustvo.
You couldn't make the experience without Krishna arranging the facilities.
Pa ne možete steći nikakvo iskustvo ako Krishna ne aranžira pogodnosti, mogućnost.
If you desire strong enough in this universe, you can find all experiences.
Ako dovoljno snažno želite, u ovom univerzumu možete pronaći sva iskustva.
You can ride a tank against the Chetniks.
Možete voziti tank u borbi protiv četnika.
You can hold a rank in the government.
Možete imati položaj u vladi.
Become a pop star.
Postati pop zvijezda.
And dive deep onto the ground of the Atlantic Ocean.
I duboko roniti do dna Atlantskog oceana.
Krishna gives all facilities.
Krishna daje sve pogodnosti.
But if you want to return home back to Godhead,
ali ako se želite vratiti Bogu,
then
kući,
he also gives the facility.
Onda također daje mogućnosti i pogodnosti.
He gives Hitler the facility to do his glupost.
On je dao Hitleru, pružio mu je mogućnost ili omogućio mu je da svoju glupost učini.
When it's the time of the karma.
Onda je to kada je vrijeme nečije karme.
When there are people who need Hitler by their karma.
Po karbi postoje ljudi kojima je potreban Hitler.
Like the Germans.
Što su bili Njemci.
They still, you know, this is so funny. And so they still now in Germany a large percentage wants an authority like Hitler. You will be shocked to hear.
Bićete šokirani da čujete u Njemačkoj i dan još uvijek ljudi žele nekakvog autoriteta poput Hitlera.
You have heard maybe something. It's možda ste, really true.
Možda ste nešto čuli, to je istina.
It's shocking.
Šokantno.
It's amongst the old generation and the young generation.
I među starima i među mladima je to postoji.
But I don't think at the present moment it's the karma of Germany to get a Hitler.
Ali ne mislim da je u sadašnjem trenutku karma Njemaca da dobiju Hitlera.
I hope.
Nadam se.
It wouldn't look good for the devotees.
Ne bi bilo dobro za bakte.
Now they can't do anything. Anyways, so Krishna arranges according to the karma.
Krishna aranžira prema karmi.
Everything.
Sve.
But he is not responsible.
Ali on nije odgovoran.
You are responsible.
Ti si odgovoran.
Or we, the conditioned souls.
Ili mi, uvjetovane duše. I met people on Sankirtan who complain why Srila Prabhupada often interrupts people when he talks to them, for example, scientists.
Mm-hmm. Because he, see, for Prabhupada, the materialistic scientist is a rascal.
Jer za Prabhupada materialistički znanstvenik je nitkov.
These materialistic scientists, they delude the people.
Materialistički znanstvenici obmanjuju ljude.
They are gangsters in the guise of academics.
Oni su gangsteri u odjeći akademika.
And therefore Prabhupada just he throws all the strategy overboard.
I stoga Srila Prabhupada stavi na stranu svu strategiju.
He is such a great soul, I think he can do it.
On je tako velika duša, ja mislim da on to može učiniti.
And the result is there. All the scientists who went to Prabhupada and spoke with him, although they were sometimes severely interrupted, and Prabhupada even told them, "You are a Nitkov." Yes. They liked it.
Rezultat. Yeah. Rezultat takvog upadanja u riječ je bio da se svim tim znanstvenicima to svidjelo, svi koji su išli za Prabhupadu. Svima se svidjelo to što je na kraju on bi im čak rekao da ti si Nitkov.
They liked it.
Njima se to svidjelo.
Yeah. My father once spoke to Prabhupada.
Moj otac jednom razgovarao s Prabhupadom.
Prabhupada interrupted him.
Prabhupada ga je prekinuo.
Now usually that's the worst thing which can happen to my father.
Obično to je najgora stvar koja se može desiti mom ocu.
If someone doesn't care to hear his intellectual plays.
Ako neko ne mari da sluša njegove intelektualne igre riječima.
But he liked it.
Ali njemu se svidjelo.
He still talks about it.
On još uvijek govori o tome.
And he knows Prabhupada's answer verbatim.
I on zna od riječi do riječi Srila Prabhupadov odgovor.
Prabhupada just more or less called him a fool.
I Prabhupada ga je manje ili više nazvao budalom.
Before everyone.
Pred svima.
My father asked, how can you expect Krishna consciousness to ever become successful in the West? How can you expect a crocodile from the Nile?
Kako možete očekivati da ikada svjesnost Krišne postane uspješna na zapadu? Kako možete očekivati da krokodil iz Nila
to swim happily in the Elbe, that's a river in Hamburg.
Da sretno
Da
sretno pliva po rijeci Elbi koja teče kroz Hamburg.
Prabhupada, and then he wanted to get into, you know, the different cultures. Eastern culture and Western culture so different they will never mix.
I onda je on htio objašnjavati različite kulture kako su istočna i zapadna kultura toliko različite da se ne mogu nikako miješati.
And Prabhupada just interrupted him and said, "You can become Krishna consciousness in, you know, Ansof, how do you say, in suit and tie."
Vi možete, Šila Prabhupada je prekinuo i rekao je, vi možete postati svjesni Krišne u odjelu i kravati.
In other words, saying that you wouldn't have to do all this dress in a different way, according to the style of a different culture and so on.
Drugim rečima, on mu je rekao da se ne mora drugačije oblačiti u skladu sa stilom druge kulture i tako dalje.
My father went like,
Moj otac je tako reagirao.
Yes. Went through the motion. Okay. We have to end here. I hope that there will be another chance to see you all and go on. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gauri Nitai ki
jai.
Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.
Jai!